Connection brought to you this morning by Jane Phillips Medical Center and Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville, working together to keep you on the move. Also by First Baptist Church and by Tallgrass Motors and our guests from Tri-County Tech in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
AM 1400 K1, and again, as I mentioned, Tri-County Tech. We've got a couple of more voices in the room, but we'll introduce them in just a moment. Cheyenne Stevens in this morning. Good morning. Nice to have you here today.
Good morning, Charlie. It's nice to be here.
Always things going on at Tri-County Tech. The regular academic schedule started a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. and of course, community ed and everything else going on now. Let's start with community ed, because those are short courses and something that's going on all the time. Did I see something about pierogies somewhere along the line?
You did. We have a lot of gardening classes.
Good.
And so
yeah.
That's exciting. That's coming up. We also have our water-wise plants for your landscape, so you can kind of figure out what to do outside of your home, right in front, and get some good tips for how to make it look.
Choosing those perfect plants is important, because some of them are more drought tolerant than others, mm-hmm. and then you can get a few indicator plants that will wilt when they kind of get a little dry, kind of a feed me sort
right.
of thing, you know. So
yeah, you know, my favorites are the succulents. That's what we talked about last time. Mine
yeah.
is still blooming. I'm good. I haven't killed it quite yet.
Those
so.
No, not impossible, but they are kind of tough to kill, so
yeah.
that's good.
Yeah. I haven't overwatered yet. So.
And that is the key thing for so many plants. But, you know, summertime particularly, the gardener gets hot and needs water, so we assume the plants do too.
Right. That's how it goes.
Yep.
We also have some other neat stuff for community ed experiences. So we have our How to Photograph Your Pets, which everybody loves, right? You mentioned everybody loves...
Pets and children.
It
is nearly impossible to mess up a photo of pets mm-hmm. and children.
Yeah, everyone loves to see it. Everyone loves to take those pictures and... Google at them. So.
And if you go out to the county fair today or tomorrow, there are some great photos of animals out there.
There are.
A couple of categories for the photography competition there involving animals. And I'm sure some of those folks probably took this course.
They can. Or if you want to get out there and next year have your pictures, you can learn how to do that here at Tri-County Tech. Learn to photograph your pets. So that will be coming on September 17th. So coming up pretty quick.
Okay.
We also have some dim sum, which is some cooking classes for you. Our basic sign language, which starts on the 21st. Mm-hmm. That is really neat. That is really becoming very popular around here. A lot of people speaking in sign language.
And I've noticed more and more of television programming that it has incorporated
there
a
are.
Character mm-hmm. that signs. So that kind of brings it into the mainstream
I like
more.
That.
Yeah.
It's neat. I remember when they started teaching sign language when I was in high school. It was brand new to bring it in. Everybody wanted to take it. So
yeah.
It's pretty neat. Now you can take it as an adult and just really quick.
There you
night.
Go.
Yeah. At Tri-County.
Okay.
So
and relatively inexpensively, too.
Very.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Tri-County classes are very reasonably priced.
And so. That's one of the benefits of your hometown VOTEC. Always has been.
Mm-hmm. Always has been. Mm-hmm. One more class that I wanted to talk about is our Women in Weights. So we do have our fitness facility now. Very nice. New fitness facility. Up to date with all of our machines. And Shannon is out there giving some great classes along with our other instructors. So they'll be doing a Women in Weights class, and that's on a Saturday morning. That's on the 24th, and I'll be there because I have to learn how to use weights.
Well,
I have no idea.
Guys and gals, both of you, you know, it doesn't matter. It takes an instructor sometimes when you start weight training, because we get enthusiastic
yeah.
and kind of, you know, say, okay, add another 50 pounds on there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do more, you know, but it takes a while to work up to it.
Right. So in that class, she'll teach us our correct weight, how we use it, and how to kind of bump it up little by little. Don't be overzealous at first.
Sometimes add more reps, not more weight. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
I guess that's the key. I don't know. I'll learn it there.
There you go. We're not going to cover that course today. We're going to move on.
Yep.
A couple of other things that I know we've talked about before, but these seem to be recurring classes like Pinterest parties and that sort of thing.
They are. These are our most popular community ed experiences. So our Pinterest parties, the ladies love these. You can make door hangers, different signs for your house, really fun decorations that you get to make with your friends. Mm-hmm. So all get all your girlfriends together, you have a nice night, make some Pinterest projects that you've been pinning but you haven't actually done yet.
It does take a little bit of time.
Right. You finally get to do it, and then you get to take that home, which is always really fun. So we also have our couples cooking classes.
We were talking about that last time you and Kayla were in.
Yep, they love these. Our Italian night, our Tex-Mex, and our Christmas dinner, they're all coming up, and those are getting filled up pretty quickly, so you want to get on our website and sign up for those. That can be any couple, so it can be a nice romantic date night.
Sure.
Or you can bring one of your girlfriends or two guys together, or get a big group and of even numbers and kind of split y'all up. It's fun for any couple, any two partners.
Sounds really good to me.
But you get to learn how to cook, you cook it, you eat it, and then you just leave. You don't have to clean up. That's the best.
Wait a minute. No cleanup. You don't have to
do
the dishes.
No cleanup.
You can leave flour all over the table.
You leave it. Yeah.
Okay.
If you're a messy cook, doesn't matter. We'll clean it up.
Wow. How do I sign up for that one?
Go on to our website, tricountytech.edu.
Sounds like a plan. Okay. Yeah, because a lot of the things that I cook end up either on the grill or come up Italian, because my grandmother taught me a long time ago.
Come out Italian. That's great.
Yeah. You do have a few other things going on, and most of them are here in Bartlesville, but I think you do something over in Pawhuska, too.
We do. We have a lot of community ed experiences at Pawhuska. You can always get information from Cindy Helmer on that. You can always reach her at 918-287-3357, and she'll give you some direction on what classes we have and how to sign up for those over in Pawhuska.
You have really stepped up your presence over the last, I don't know, 2 or 3 years there with what's going on in classes. Mm-hmm. The Strategy Center has been doing more over there, too.
Incubator, yep. Everything is going great over there. A lot of businesses, a lot of small businesses starting, so that's a really exciting place.
It is, and nice to see everything expanding. The Fast Track programs, this is something you started about 4 years ago?
Right, mm-hmm, yep. And that's how we started, and now it's kind of developed a bit more. Fast Track is really neat. We also have Flex, so there's a difference.
Right.
Our Flex classes are usually one semester, but you meet once, maybe twice a week in the evening time, so it doesn't interrupt your work schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So you finish your class in one semester, and you get that certification, or you get that that knowledge, and you get to move on and move up in your career or kind of switch your career. Our Fast Track is a little bit different. Those can vary. So it can be 6 weeks, it can be 4 weeks, it can be 8 weeks. It depends on the course, but it's really quick. Same kind of thing. In the evenings, you go once or twice a week, and then you're done.
And frequently these are either working for a certificate. I'm going to pick on some career fields that require a certificate, mm-hmm. like welding and some of those that are a skill that once you've mastered that skill, then you're certified and you can move on to pick up a better job.
We do. So we have welding. We also have our manufacturing and engineering technology, which is becoming a really great field to be in, very lucrative. So another lucrative field is our networking technology. So our IT networking.
Mm-hmm.
We have a few classes. We actually have Cisco certified classes, which is really impressive to have here in Bartlesville. You don't have to leave to take those courses and take your exam on Tri-County Tech's campus and then get that certification.
Yeah,
it's really exciting.
Back years ago, it was at least a trip to Tulsa or maybe Oklahoma City for some of those courses, mm-hmm. or the test.
Yeah. It was, yeah. And you have to take that whole day, go somewhere else, maybe even stay overnight depending on where you're going, and now you can just do it right here in Bartlesville.
Yeah. So what a great part of the community. Some of the other courses that I want to mention, because the medical careers are always looking for more people, it seems. Some of the entry-level skills like phlebotomist and some of those other jobs that, again, once you've mastered that skill, go market yourself.
Right. It's great. So those are in our Fast Track kind of program. So our basic phlebotomy and our certified medication aide and our certified nursing assistant. But we have a new paramedic course, which is a flex course, which is coming this spring of 2017. So we are very excited for that. If you're interested in paramedics, this is the place to get your certification here at Tri-County Tech.
Yeah, that is marvelous, because once you get there, that opens up a whole new employment specter for you.
It really does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We will continue with our Community Connection coming up in just a moment, and we've had a couple of other guests waiting patiently in the wings, so to speak. We'll continue in just a moment on K1.
First Baptist Church is offering Grief Share, your journey from mourning to joy. This class starts September 14th. Go to mybfbc.org. Come worship at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee. For more information, phone 918-336-6172.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing our time this morning on a Community Connection on 1400 K1, and again, Cheyenne, I know you're the main voice that I've been talking to the last few weeks that you've been on the air, but you did bring some students along.
I did. So I have both Haleys here. So I have Haley Horton and Haley DeVivo. These are girls in our graphic communications course, our full-time or our high school classes. So they get to come to Tri-County Tech in the morning and be in their graphic communications course, and then they go back to their high schools in the afternoon. So it's a pretty neat kind of situation they have. They get the best of both worlds. So they are in Miss P's class. Miss Patterson, we like to call her Miss P.
Okay.
So they'll refer
great.
To her. So we'll introduce them and kind of see what they have going on and how they like their course.
Well,
their
the nice thing about it is when I address them by Haley, that they can kind of be interchangeable. Good morning, ladies. Nice to have you here this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to start with you, and it's Haley DeVivo that I got, right? I only have to say it once, but I'll make sure I got it right. I guess, first of all, before we talk about the course, what made you interested? How did you get started to say this is something you think you might want to at least look at?
Well, I heard from a lot of people that you get a good hands-on experience, and I knew that if I took Tri-County Tech, I would have some experience to get a job while I go to college, and it sounded really fun.
Graphic communications, to me, as I look back on it, started with people who sat at an easel with pens and pencils and ink and paper and made all those logos and things that highlighted a product or service. Now we think of it more with ones and zeros, right? let's talk about how long, first of all, let me get the other voice in here. Haley, how long have you been working on the program?
This is my second year.
Second year. Mm-hmm. So you're the expert compared to the other Haley this morning.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, you're working on it. Tell me, is it an enjoyable experience for you? I mean, any course has got to be work or you wouldn't be doing it, but it's mostly fun, right?
When I first applied at Tri-County, I tried to get into cosmetology, and it was full. So they put me in graphics, and I've enjoyed it ever since.
So,
didn't want to switch, didn't want to move, and...
Not looking back at cosmetology and say that it really is my first choice, but I'm happy where I'm at.
No? Yep. I'm more than happy where I'm at.
Cool. I like that part. What's your favorite part so far?
I like the competition that they add into it every once in a while. We do a thing called Skills USA, and we go to Tulsa and we compete, and we just go through stuff that they teach us all year in class, and we get to show our skills and show who can be top, and that's always fun.
Hey, yeah, if you can show off that not only do I know how to do this, but I enjoy it and I do it well, and I think I do it better than you do. Yeah, so it's got to be good. Is it something you think you can, market yourself on down the road when you're done?
Oh, yeah. They tell you your first year, just because it's a graphic design class doesn't mean you can't go and apply at a hospital and, make banners for the hospital or do brochures or whatever. I mean, anywhere really you can get a job being a graphic designer.
Yeah, and I mean, every organization, it seems, periodically needs to refresh its logo or is always putting out some new marketing material somewhere along the line, a new program, a new service, a different way of doing what they've already done. And they call on you to say, make this come alive.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
That's exactly what they do.
And imagination, big part of what's going on?
Yes. If you're very artistic or you can draw or you just have all this stuff playing in your head all day, every day, you go to graphic communications and you can put it on paper or put it on the computer and make animations or draw it out and make a giant sticker or a t-shirt even.
You wake up every morning and you say, today I will be creative.
Sometimes.
Doesn't always work that way, does
yeah.
it? Yeah. But it's always, as long as you're having fun with it, I think that says a lot that is any career, any job that is, if you enjoy it well enough, then as they say, you'll never work a day in your life.
Yep.
Sounds cool. Let me go back to Haley DeVivo. This is your first year. And competition not only among schools, but among students too, inside the classroom?
Well, I don't think I'll be doing any competition.
Okay. But we talked a little bit about what made you start off. Have you always been a two- or three-dimensional thinker? Or did you doodle a lot when you were younger? Or?
Well, I take pictures with my mom sometimes at Craig's Photography, and I'm in yearbook and everything, and Tri-County Tech, you can do like stuff with Photoshop, and that's going to be really fun, and I'm just really excited about it.
What plans for after high school? Any career plans that will involve your Tri-County Tech experience?
After Tri-County Tech and after high school, I plan to go to college, but I'm not really sure what I'm interested in yet. I'm looking at a lot of different things, but I haven't fully decided.
Every experience is useful somewhere along the line. Trust me, it may be 30 years, but you will say, I know how to do that. You know, so it all comes up good. What's the coolest project you worked on so far?
Well, at the beginning, we started learning how to do some of the machines, and one of the things we worked at is we learned to do vinyl, and I thought that was really fun, and you can make car stickers and put stuff on t-shirts and print it out and do banners and stuff, and I just really loved that.
So, and just for the listeners that don't know the machines you're talking about, tell me a little bit about those. What do they do, and how much involved do you have to be in working those? Either one of you, I don't care which. I'll ask a Haley, and whoever answers the question is fine with me.
We have a large format printer, and it's what we print banners and like just signs and stuff like that out on. And then we have digital printing, and it's just with plain old paper printers. You just send it through off your computer, and it just prints it out for you. And then we do offset printing, printing processes, which is where we learn to use the giant, you know, do-it-yourself printers and vinyl signage, it's where we do car decals or t-shirts or bags. I know our teacher, she had to do the signs for our parking lot, and she used vinyl for the signs, and it's easy. Once you get the hang of it, it's really easy, and it's fun.
You're just ready for them to get a 3D printer in there so you can really print
yes.
a big project.
Yes. If we had a 3D printer, that would be amazing.
Okay. Well, Cheyenne, how come you don't have a 3D printer for the girls yet?
I don't know. We need to get one of those. These girls are creative. They could use it. I did want to note Haley Horton's being a little humble, but she was speaking a little about Skills USA, and she happens to be the president this year. So we're very excited to have her with us and be involved in that and get out and kind of compete with other schools, and we're going to bring home the gold, right?
Okay. Well, we don't have a lot of time, but if is a process that maybe we're getting mostly moms and grandmas that are listening to us right now. The students are hopefully in school. if they know of a family member that kind of leans this direction, they need to get a hold of Tri-County, right?
They do. They need to speak to our marketing specialist right now or our enrollment specialist, so they can call our phone, call us at Tri-County Tech, 918-331-3333. Or inside of their school, so inside Bartlesville and all of our other partner schools, we do go in and recruit. So look for those recruiters, ask them questions, get interested about Tri-County Tech, and we'll kind of teach you about our graphic communications and all of our other programs and yeah. if you're interested.
Okay, so that's a Community Connection this morning on K1.
ONN News.